Now, our dear beloved Queen, until I had the news of her tax evasion, I revered the very ground that woman cantered on. How can you respect someone who's got the same accountant as Ken Dodd? I mean, I revered that woman. I put her on a pedestal. It's in my front room, anyway. And if you lick the neck of someone for so many years on postage stamps, I don't know about you, I've got a kind of emotional attachment to the woman. I mean, the royal family should give us some example. Now, Fergie and Andy, that's crass. That is crass. You think there would be minimum educational requirements? Like one O-level between two. Maybe my standards are too much. Now, Fergie and Andy, that is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. People say, how could you attack the royal family? You shouldn't attack the royal family because they can't answer back. Well, in Fergie and Andy's case, it's because they're too inarticulate. And the critics say, oh, you should never attack the royal family because they bring tourists to the country. Oh, I've never seen photographs of Andy driving a Wallace Arnold coach bus. Have you? Packed with Japanese tourists from the airport to Buckingham Palace. I sincerely believe there would be more tourists attracted to this country if there were public hangs of the royal family. I see they're hanging Fergie and Andy tomorrow night in Hyde Park. Oh, let's make a picnic of it. I think you'd have the Japanese tourists there with the videos, so let's have the two heads together. I was running in the park the other week, as I have every right to do. And I had this impression someone was trying to overtake me. I heard this voice say, give us your neeks. I looked at him, I said, what do you mean? Sure you mean Nikes. You know, the standard of literacy in this country is terrible. In the old days, the common criminal could speak with diction and clarity. He knew where you were. I had to help him. I realized he was a professional because he suddenly took out a shoehorn. I thought to myself, designer crime. Designer crime. I noticed he was carrying a full-length mirror. And he had the cheek to ask me to hold the mirror up. Well, he took off my trainers. He started admiring himself in the mirror. He was preening himself, you know. And suddenly he decided, I'll take them. As if he was doing me a favor. I'll take them. So I was a bit affected by it. And the guy ran off with my trainers, and I felt, there I was, shoeless in the park. And I felt I had to have the last word. So I shouted out after him, hello! They're not you. We do not talk to each other anymore. It's just pathetic. All these things divide us. In fact, some of you get T-shirts and T-shirt messages in some areas, you know. If you're not wearing a T-shirt message, people say, oh, John's a bit quiet tonight. What kind of society is that? In Hampstead, where I live, this is true. I've been there many years, and 2 years ago, this guy came, and he's in the garden flat, and I've never spoke to him once. Isn't that a terrible indictment? I know he's there, because I've seen his legs through the garden window. I assume there's a body on top. I'm a bit of an anthropologist. I like you. Now, the other week, I was just going out and I saw some flames coming from the back door. I didn't want to be too pushy. So I put a note through the letterbox. Fire.